Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A. We are happy to say that our sports shop is celebrating the 10th anniversary of its opening, and each customer will get a present today, a sports watch. If you like water sports, camping, or cycling, a break-resistant watch is just what you need. If any consultation is needed, turn to our manager from the tents and sportswear department. Meanwhile, I would like to draw your attention to the mountain bikes, which are now on sale. They are absolutely awesome. Don't miss out. Text B.
Hi, Sophie. Andrea here. Is your cold getting better? Look, you have to be well by Sunday, because I've got 2 invitations for us to the opening ceremony of the new sports center. On Sunday at 10 a.m., there will be a lottery, and the prizes are yearly tickets to the swimming pool. Imagine, you'll be able to swim every day for free. If you win, of course. And as for the concert on Sunday night, sorry, it was canceled, so we're not going. Anyway, take care. See you Sunday.
Text C.
Hi, Alex.
Good to see you, Sally. I called yesterday, but you didn't answer.
Oh, sorry. I didn't have my phone on me. When we got into the car to go to my grandma, I realized that I had left it on the desk in my room, but we were in such a hurry.
Oh, it's okay. I thought there was some technical problem, like silent mode or flat batteries. It wasn't very important anyway.
No, the phone was okay, but not next to me. And why did you call?
To remind you about our school orchestra's concert. It starts at noon.
Oh, yes, I remember. Can I take my cousin with me?
Sure. Text D. Hi, Jess, are we late?
No, Mark, it's okay, but we need to hurry. It's maths, and Mr. Smith hates it when anyone's late.
Yeah, I don't like maths. Actually, too monotonous. But after that, we've got science. It makes things better.
Yeah, you are good at science. Probably the best in the class.
It's because I enjoy it most of all. Science explains how the world works. It's fantastic, like magic.
Probably. I like neither maths nor science. I don't mind French, but grammar drills make me feel so bored.
Me too. By the way, have you finished that project in French?
Not yet.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A. We are happy to say that our sports shop is celebrating the 10th anniversary of its opening, and each customer will get a present today, a sports watch. If you like water sports, camping, or cycling, a break-resistant watch is just what you need. If any consultation is needed, turn to our manager from the tents and sportswear department. Meanwhile, I would like to draw your attention to the mountain bikes, which are now on sale. They are absolutely awesome. Don't miss out. Text B.
Hi, Sophie. Andrea here. Is your cold getting better? Look, you have to be well by Sunday, because I've got two invitations for us to the opening ceremony of the new sports center. On Sunday at 10 a.m., there'll be a lottery, and the prizes are yearly tickets to the swimming pool. Imagine, you'll be able to swim every day for free. If you win, of course. And as for the concert on Sunday night, sorry, it was canceled, so we're not going. Anyway, take care. See you Sunday.
Text C.
Hi, Alex.
Good to see you, Sally. I called yesterday, but you didn't answer.
Oh, sorry. I didn't have my phone on me. When we got into the car to go to my grandma, I realized that I had left it on the desk in my room, but we were in such a hurry.
Oh, it's okay. I thought there was some technical problem, like silent mode or flat batteries. It wasn't very important anyway.
No, the phone was okay, but not next to me. And why did you call?
To remind you about our school orchestra's concert. It starts at noon.
Oh, yes, I remember. Can I take my cousin with me?
Sure. Text D. Hi, Jess. Are we late?
No, Mark. It's okay, but we need to hurry. It's maths, and Mr. Smith hates it when anyone's late.
Yeah, I don't like maths. Actually, too monotonous. But after that, we've got science. It makes things better.
Yeah, you are good at science. Probably the best in the class.
It's because I enjoy it most of all. Science explains how the world works. It's fantastic, like magic.
Probably. I like neither maths nor science. I don't mind French, but grammar drills make me feel so bored.
Me too. By the way, have you finished that project in French?
Not yet.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about birthday parties. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
I'm sure that a birthday is a special day for any of us. Some people may like spontaneous parties, but I believe we should do our best to organize a great party on this day. It's necessary to think about everything beforehand, like making a list of guests and buying food and soft drinks and writing up a menu so that there's nothing there your guests are allergic to, and thinking of entertainment or even small gifts for your guests.
Speaker B. In my opinion, when you invite guests to your birthday party, the most important thing to think about is definitely what will be on the table for your guests to eat. There must be a delicious birthday cake with cream, chocolate, and maybe fruits and berries. It will impress your guests. There must be other dishes as well, maybe chicken or fish, and juices. Everything must be fresh and tasty. A catering service could definitely help you there. Speaker C.
As for me, I love surprise parties. They show you how much your friends and relatives care for you and love you. It's especially good when your birthday is on a usual workday and you don't actually plan anything in particular. Well, maybe a tasty cake from your parents. You enter the hall and you see all your friends standing around, shouting, "Happy birthday!" The hall is decorated with balloons and you didn't have any idea about it.
Speaker D. If you ask me, I think a really good birthday party must leave a lasting impression on people. Nobody gets excited about a party with cakes and clowns for entertainment. You can call a special agency and ask them to organize something special for you. A quest party, a fancy dress ball, or any theme party, which will be a real treat for your guests. Now there are book or film-themed parties to which guests come dressed as characters from a book or film they like. Speaker E.
I don't actually like inviting a lot of people to my birthday party, and I try to avoid going to birthday parties if a lot of guests are expected. I think it's good when all the guests know each other at a birthday party. A limited circle makes it more comfortable for people to communicate and take part in the entertainment program you have for them. It's not very pleasant to be at a party if you know nobody there and have nobody to talk to.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about birthday parties. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
I'm sure that a birthday is a special day for any of us. Some people may like spontaneous parties, but I believe we should do our best to organize a great party on this day. It's necessary to think about everything beforehand, like making a list of guests and buying food and soft drinks and writing up a menu so that there's nothing there your guests are allergic to, and thinking of entertainment or even small gifts for your guests.
Speaker B. In my opinion, when you invite guests to your birthday party, the most important thing to think about is definitely what will be on the table for your guests to eat. There must be a delicious birthday cake with cream, chocolate, and maybe fruits and berries. It will impress your guests. There must be other dishes as well, maybe chicken or fish, and juices. Everything must be fresh and tasty. A catering service could definitely help you there. Speaker C.
As for me, I love surprise parties. They show you how much your friends and relatives care for you and love you. It's especially good when your birthday is on a usual workday and you don't actually plan anything in particular. Well, maybe a tasty cake from your parents. You enter the hall and you see all your friends standing around, shouting, "Happy birthday!" The hall is decorated with balloons and you didn't have any idea about it.
Speaker D. If you ask me, I think a really good birthday party must leave a lasting impression on people. Nobody gets excited about a party with cakes and clowns for entertainment. You can call a special agency and ask them to organize something special for you. A quest party, a fancy dress ball, or any theme party, which will be a real treat for your guests. Now there are book or film-themed parties to which guests come dressed as characters from a book or film they like. Speaker E.
I don't actually like inviting a lot of people to my birthday party, and I try to avoid going to birthday parties if a lot of guests are expected. I think it's good when all the guests know each other at a birthday party. A limited circle makes it more comfortable for people to communicate and take part in the entertainment program you have for them. It's not very pleasant to be at a party if you know nobody there and have nobody to talk to.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Thank you for taking part in our survey. I really appreciate it.
It's okay. I'm waiting for a friend anyway. She's keen on photography and is buying some accessories for her camera at the moment. It may take her a long time.
Right, and as we are talking at the entrance to the fine arts exhibition, I guess you are interested in arts, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I love arts, and I do some painting myself. Just as a hobby, not professionally.
You need to see Italy, then. There are lots of places for art lovers there.
Oh, yes. Italy is on my travel list. We were going to fly there last winter, but I had to go to Finland instead, on a business trip.
Sorry to hear this.
Never mind, it's okay. I'm going to Rome this June, anyway. I'm even planning to hire a private guide to show me the most interesting places in the city.
Good. I guess you are a very busy person, aren't you? What do you do for a living?
You mean what my job is, don't you? I'm a scientist. I don't think we should discuss it in detail. It's a specific sphere.
Right, of course. You are a very young scientist, I should say.
No, not really. I'm 40. To you, 40 may sound like a very serious age.
But you look younger.
Thank you.
Anyway, getting back to our survey. What's your favorite dish? Is it pizza or any other Italian cuisine?
Right. It's Italian cuisine, but it's not pizza. It's pasta.
Pasta?
Yes, with different sauces.
Right, and the last question is about recreation activities. Do you play any sports? Tennis, probably.
Right. I find sports absolutely necessary to stay healthy, physically and mentally. But it isn't tennis. I prefer team sports. I play basketball with my colleagues at least twice a week.
Basketball?
Yes. I may not be tall enough for the game, but I'm a good player, actually.
I'm sure you are. Thank you for your time. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Thank you for taking part in our survey. I really appreciate it.
It's okay. I'm waiting for a friend anyway. She's keen on photography and is buying some accessories for her camera at the moment. It may take her a long time.
Right, and as we are talking at the entrance to the fine arts exhibition, I guess you are interested in arts, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I love arts, and I do some painting myself. Just as a hobby, not professionally.
You need to see Italy, then. There are lots of places for art lovers there.
Oh, yes. Italy is on my travel list. We were going to fly there last winter, but I had to go to Finland instead, on a business trip.
Sorry to hear this.
Never mind, it's okay. I'm going to Rome this June anyway. I'm even planning to hire a private guide to show me the most interesting places in the city.
Good. I guess you are a very busy person, aren't you? What do you do for a living?
You mean what my job is, don't you? I'm a scientist. I don't think we should discuss it in detail. It's a specific sphere.
Right, of course. You are a very young scientist, I should say.
No, not really. I'm 40. To you, 40 may sound like a very serious age.
But you look younger.
Thank you.
Anyway, getting back to our survey. What's your favorite dish? Is it pizza or any other Italian cuisine?
Right. It's Italian cuisine, but it's not pizza. It's pasta.
Pasta?
Yes, with different sauces.
Right, and the last question is about recreation activities. Do you play any sports? Tennis, probably?
Right. I find sports absolutely necessary to stay healthy, physically and mentally. But it isn't tennis. I prefer team sports. I play basketball with my colleagues at least twice a week.
Basketball?
Yes. I may not be tall enough for the game, but I'm a good player, actually.
I'm sure you are. Thank you for your time. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.